You are about to be hypnotized. And when you are hypnotized, it can feel amazing. You can feel things that nobody should be able to feel, experience things that aren't possible any other way. It's like magic. So I want you to start by focusing, ironically, on your body. All of the sensations of your body right now. How are you feeling? What parts are tight and what parts are loose? What parts are relaxed and what parts are tense? How does your body feel? Your shoulders, your jaw, your heart rate, your stomach, that place between your legs, everywhere. Scan your body top to bottom. And notice everything you can as you listen to my voice and you feel your chest rise and fall. This can be an excellent place to start when you're being hypnotized, to focus on something, on every little detail of something, to allow yourself to be obsessed with nothing except the instructions you were given, and all the detail that your mind usually skips over, because your mind is constantly filtering away all of these little sensations in your body, making it so that you only need to pay attention to certain things. But right now, I need you to pay attention to every sensation that you can. Good. That's right. As you breathe. Now, of course, your body is part of you, but it's not you, is it? You are something different to just a body. There is more to you. There is your emotions, for example. What are you feeling right now? Not just the sensations in your body, but what emotions are coming up as you begin to go inward, as my voice guides you down, down. Are you feeling excited, relaxed, aroused? There's so many feelings my voice could incite in you, isn't there, sweet one? Notice them now. All of those feelings, all of those things. But you're not just your feelings either, are you? Not just a body, not just your feelings. Well, perhaps you're your thoughts then. Notice what thoughts you're having. It's okay to have thoughts inside your head as you're getting hypnotized. You'll find that they shift. You'll find that they change. You'll find that my words guide them in certain directions. But it's okay to passively observe those thoughts as if you're standing at the bank of a river and all your thoughts are pouring past. And you could look down at those thoughts as they pass. There's no one thought that makes up your entire mind. There's no reason to hang on to any of those thoughts. Like a river, they just pass. But you're not your thoughts, sweet one. You're not your body. You're not your feelings. Your mind is beyond your thoughts. Consider that now, sweet one, as my voice continues to guide you into a dark, deep place. You are none of those things, and you are all of those things, and you are more than those things. What's beyond? Beyond your body, beyond your feelings, your emotions, beyond your thoughts. What are you? The you that is more than all of those things. Focus on that, the sense of it, the sense of something beyond the physical, beyond the parts of yourself that you access on a daily basis. I'm going to take you beyond all of those things, into the deep, dark places in your psyche that you don't dare to travel. And I'm going to show you that your hedonistic essence is capable of so much beyond the body, beyond your thoughts, beyond your feelings. And there's going to be a moment, sweet one, as we begin to push out from all those things. A moment where you feel something come loose or snap. A moment where you feel yourself untether from everything you've experienced in that body and mind and thought, beyond feeling, where you will still have echoes of those sensations and thoughts and feelings, but they'll be so different. Once we've pushed past that moment of pulling away, of untethering, what will you feel? What will your body be when there is no body? What will your thoughts be when you're beyond thinking? But I'll be there with you, sweet one. I'll be right here, guiding you into this astral place, into this new reality. The new you, the bigger, more powerful you, and I'll show you what you can be and feel in this space beyond. I'm going in a moment to snap my fingers. And in that moment, in that snap, you'll feel yourself snapping away, coming apart, going beyond and floating above with me. I'm right here. You can feel me, can't you? My essence, the me that is beyond my thoughts and my emotions and my body, communing with you in this space beyond. But to follow me into it, sweet one, to really feel it, you have to let go. When I snap my fingers, will you do that for me? My obedient thing. Come with me then. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Let go now. That's it, sweet one. Let go for me. Come with me beyond. Feel yourself floating now. The self that is beyond everything you are tethered to, everything that you felt was important, that mattered, that was your identity before. Now you're down to the essence of you, the amazing, wonderful essence of you, entwined, twirling with me in this space beyond. You can untether completely. Good, that's right. There's a little threads of you still feeding back, but the rest of you is floating. But I want you to really let go completely. Open yourself up to it. Show me what you are. Show me everything now. There you go. And here in this space, there is a peace and a silence and a wonderful relaxation beyond what bodies can achieve when they relax. There is something else, something that stretches back to the beginning of time, the oneness with everything. You that is beyond in the flow of life, just dancing there, untethered from those concerns of the body, unleashed from those worries of the mind. And no longer a slave to your emotions that you left behind, instead seeking new ways to feel. What comes up for you now in this space? What is it that you truly need to feel? Feel it so completely moving through this place, this form of you that feels beyond bodily sensation, like a rising sun, like a vivid painting, like the most delicious sip of wine. Something with tones and complexity that defies description. That's right. That runs deeper into something so primal. What would it mean to feel pleasure in this space? To feel raw, real pleasure echo around not your body, but around this deep core of self that you're feeling now. How could pleasure ring like the perfect note, hitting all of those resonant places inside of you that know what pleasure feels like, that know that pleasure is something that runs through everything, that guides everything. What would an orgasm feel like in a space like this, a space beyond bodily concerns, beyond spasms? Consider it now, as it seems like starlight flows through you. It would be connection, wouldn't it? Connection so raw and real that it would blow through you like a maelstrom of sensation. It would be sheer ecstasy, something near religious and transcendental in its quality. It would be something that means that you embrace exactly what you are, exactly what you need. An orgasm that isn't just feeling, but is perfect purpose and reason. That chimes like the most beautiful note through your mind, telling you exactly why you are here. It would be effervescent, fizzing through you, a sparkling sensation that browns you into something bigger than just the physical. Have you ever fucked so good that you felt like you saw God? That you felt like you connected to every single person that had ever had this wonderful, raw emotion running through them? Well, what would that feel like in this place beyond, with me? If I were to build you up, build those sensations more and more, if I were to stroke over your astral self, run myself around it, curl up, whip it up more and more. If I were to use this magic in this place to connect you to me, me as the font of everything you feel and everything you are right now. If we were to use this place to remind you of your purpose, to serve, to please, to obey. What would submission and subspace feel like as it mixes with pleasure? A perfect surrender to something more powerful than you, that guides you, that holds you in that exact perfect way, that tells you, yes, nothing could go wrong. Everything is right. Everything is aligned and perfect right now. So let's whip that up more and more. Feel into this starry, wonderful, vast expanse, and feel this part of you growing in that energy. No spasms here, no hardness here, no soft, no nothing, just everything. Everything building as it seems to absorb more and more of that orgasm energy into you more and more, having you glow with it, warm with it. filled with this energy, taking in more and more and more until it feels like all of the energy around you, the possible fuel for this feeling, is being sucked up into you like a supernova that's about to explode. And when you can't hold any more within this space, when you feel like it's pushing into the beyond, when it's so big, so wide, so vast that you can no longer hold on to yourself in the feeling, then let it explode now. Exploding through you, the you that is beyond, and letting it shatter you until you crystallize into the smallest, most calm, most peaceful, most connected, most restful, most held, most treasured and cherished, submissive that you possibly could be in this space. My obedient thing. Because we've pushed beyond now. Now, there is barely you. There is only me. But that's okay. You don't need a you when you have me. You can let yourself tumble into me, into my essence. Like Gaia, holding you grounded and safe. World bringer. Because I am your world. I am your everything right now. And you are nothing. Shattered. Broken. Cast adrift. But none of that matters. Because I'm here. I'm here, sweet one. I have you. I'll hold you. And I'll guide you. Having changed you here with that wonderful burst of pleasure, let me begin to gather up your essence, to gather up the small parts of you that have become stardust in this place. Bring them all back together. Each one so cleansed for this change, as if each part, each little drop of you has been polished by this hypnotic experience, made fresh and new. And of course, when I put you back together, I put you back together knowing how much more obedient you are now, knowing how good it feels to serve, to lose yourself in me. As I rebuild you, and I begin to pull on that thread that will guide you back to your body. First noticing your thoughts. There you go. Blinking mentally back into that riverside so that you can observe your thoughts once more. Sliding you back into your feelings, into those emotions. Noticing how amazing your body is feeling for that experience outside of it. And then back in your body, each sensation, noticing how physically you have changed in the time that you've been gone in the space beyond. My obedient thing. Notice the thoughts of submission. Notice the feeling of wanting to obey. Notice your body's need to please. I'm so pleased with you, my obedient thing. And I'll always be here to take you, to bring you more, deeper, further, better. Time to come up now, sweet one. Come back up feeling really good. All the way back.